This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You guys ready for some masterpiece of the week?
She said list this.
All right, so Masterpiece of the Week is a segment that we do periodically where we just go back and revisit some of the dumb, stupid, funny things that we say. Yeah. And this traveled with the show from Nights, where I was more familiar with it. And I don't know if our listenership at this day part knows, but fellas, what is my personal MO when somebody is not on the show?
Oh, you like to harass them to the end of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Because they're not here to defend themselves. So what's going to happen here is we're going to start with this right here that Kevin said.
It was under the tongue, I saw.
Yeah.
What was under the tongue, Kevin?
That is a real weird thing that you said, dude.
We're at a different time of day, so I will say I'm not sure.
Okay. And now you see where this comes in, because from here on out, Mike Bassick features.
Oh, yes.
So Mike Bassick had a little bit of trouble with his muscles a little bit. So, yeah, this stuff happened. Yeah.
To do with Albert Pujols, will it be an impressive year for him? And
cramp in the hamstring.
Oh, no. Is he mad about Pujols?
No. Okay, guys. So this is the 21 miles now kicking in. Son of a gun. Hamstring cramp.
Did you hydrate?
I'm like, Pujols, you know what? I've had a Topo Chico, and I've had an ice, so I haven't had water, and I need to have water.
He was in such pain.
God, you can just so much hear pain. It.
Kevin, I've had a couple of those instances happen while we've been on the show, up at the studio. Out of nowhere, I'm just like, ah! And there's nothing you can do other than scream in pain.
It was, and I saw him on the fan text too, just like randomly move all of a sudden. I was like, what just happened? On the fan cam, yeah. It was wild.
That'd be weird if he was on the fan text moving.
Just describing. Whoa! How would you spell that? Send it in right now. 877-881-1053.
Also, how would you spell this? No, you have to listen to the last part. One more time. Right. Listen to the last part. It's very quiet.
I hit my knee, guys.
He said he hit his knee.
He hit his knee.
At first, I thought it sounded like he said, "I have money, guys," and I thought that's probably true, but that's not what he said.
Oh man,
my knee.
Mike Bassick's fantastic, including this.
For the first time, he's not going to get docked for those negative 2 inches.
That mean?
See, this is the part where we're killing Mike, and he's not here to defend himself or explain himself either, and I love it.
In defense of him, he was talking about Jordan Lewis and how he's generally docked because of those.
Yeah. Sorry, ladies.
By the way, guys, on 105.3 The Fan's Twitch page, twitch.tv/DallasFanCam, Bross1980 says, "My new most hated take is that stirring is a fancy cooking method." So,
I was just kidding about that. Probably.
Oh man, I hope that Mike was kidding about this, because that would explain his time away from us a little bit better.
Bad news, I have gonorrhea.
Does that come along with the shingles? How does that work?
Side effect of shingles.
Got it from a tractor.
Is there an ointment? I don't know. How does that work with gonorrhea?
I don't know. Who's that question directed to?
That's the clap, ain't it? Right. Like I'm pretty sure that we as a society have gotten pretty. We figured out the clap, right? I thought we had ways to keep that in check.
Is that not how, that's, that?
Yes, we figured it out. You slap your hands together.
Okay.
Right? I think that did we ever figure this out? Because this was a question.
Absolutely,
there's no
I do.
Way outer space smells.
Oh, really, Mike Bassett? Man, play that one more time because I'm already getting heated.
Absolutely,
there's no
I do.
Way outer space smells.
Oh, really, Mike Bassett? I don't know why I said his whole name right there, too. That
you wanted to let him know that you were serious.
So that was all about, I don't know if you were here for this, Corey, the space cologne?
Yeah, that was me at the very beginning of that cut, Kevin.
Oh,
my here, listen to my voice right here. Absolutely,
no
I do.
There's no way outer space smells.
Oh, really, Mike Bassett? So I still don't understand why I'm so adamant about saying his whole name. Yeah, that was the space cologne that they had already had over $100,000 on the GoFundMe for because they said NASA would spray a cologne and perfume to get you used to the smell of space. And Bassett's like, that doesn't exist. And it, I mean, the cologne and perfume exists. I've never been to space. I don't know.
Very nicely explained. I don't know what this is, so we're going to find out together.
Bassick, how are you feeling?
No,
you're
it's going
still
in and,
standing.
It's going in and out of, there's no way I can
nice
sit.
Mark that.
Ah! Okay, that's it. It's, what's the next segment? I'm putting the headsets down. It's going. It's going again. It's going again. It's locked. Well, I tell you what, my hamstring workout. Woo!
Where
push
the
and pull. Shape of you, baby.
The hell?
Why did he throw out a random Ed Sheeran song out of
here? Well, I think this was that. I guess that was around the time where he was encouraging every human to text Corey.
Oh, was that Corey's birthday?
For his birthday.
Was that him that was encouraging that, Kevin?
Oh,
or was
yeah.
that you?
No, no. It was 100% Mike Bassett right there. Look, I didn't discourage it, but I was not leading the charge on that at all.
Okay.
By the way, a bunch of people sent in different ways to spell things. They're super fun. Back to you guys.
All right, so there's this.
Would definitely F you a few times a day.
Oh, my God. Should we play that again?
I mean, it's censored, so yeah.
Would definitely F you a few times a day.
I don't.
What did he say, Reggie? That's what's concerning me. Is I
oh, we can't play it again.
Well, he said I would.
Nope, never mind.
He would definitely F you coronavirus.
Gotcha.
Multiple times a day because I think the question was asked, how would Coach Ballsack handle coronavirus?
Gotcha.
So
okay.
That's how that came about. But it was much better with the bleeps.
Still shocking.
And finally, because Mike Bassett isn't here. We decided to make this masterpiece of the week for him, concluding with this.
I took a number two during that one because I pushed so hard.
Jeez, Bassick.
He is a treasure, Kevin.
From the 720, Mike Bassick is easy to make fun of. And from the 469, Mike Bassick is my hero.
Oh, from the 682, space is fake.
What does that mean?
In fact,
conspiracy.
the only
what's
place space
us?
Exists is in your imagination.
What am I looking up at night when it's dark with the stars and stuff?
Well, clearly the top of the dome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Man, what about when we had that astronaut on at the Super Bowl?
Liar. Actor.
What about when you're hitting on a girl and say you look out of this world?
I mean, You're acting in that moment.
Man, there's a lot for me to think about here. What I don't have to think about is my vote is Mike Bassett saying that he has gonorrhea.
Bad news, I have gonorrhea.
That's my vote.
Mine is that space, the space stuff. Absolutely,
there's no
I do.
Way outer space smells.
Oh, really, Mike Bassett?
That is great. And of course, mine, because of the subtlety, the range of emotions, just the great delivery, is Mike hitting his knee.
I hit my knee, guys.
Oh, my. From the 817, this is a simulation, Kevin. Oh, my God. And don't forget birds are robots as well. Look, maybe we'll get into some conspiracies in the Crosstalk with G-Bag Nation.